This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Tomorrow's the start of one of those traditionally big weekends at the box office. Studios will be looking to drag you off your couches, away from your 4th of July barbecues, and into theaters. But that is getting harder to do. Theater chains in the United States and Canada sold 100 million fewer tickets last year than they did a decade ago, thanks, I guess, to Netflix and video games and just about anything else that demands your attention these days. So studios are doing what they can to try to get people in seats, in part by letting you in on more of the plot in the trailers. But as Marketplace's Marielle Segarra reports, not everybody wants to see the movie before they see the movie. And spoiler alert here, if you are one of those people, we are going to talk about the contents of various movie trailers here. So if you don't want to know, here's your warning.
A couple months ago, Jason Alt, a big Marvel fan, clicked on the trailer for Spider-Man Far From Home. He was super excited. And then it started playing. In between the web-slinging and the explosions, there was reveal after reveal. A downtrodden Spider-Man blows off his superhero duties. He goes to Europe. He's recruited to a new mission. He joins forces with another superhero. His crush, MJ, figures out his secret identity.
MJ, I am Spider-Man.
No, of course I'm not.
I mean, it's kind of obvious.
After I watched the trailer, I was like, I would give anything not to have seen that.
I found Alt, who lives in Michigan, on Twitter, warning his followers about this trailer. He's one of the many people online who say movie trailers these days reveal way too much. Drew Cummins makes movie trailers at a company called BLT AV. I read him some of their comments.
Some of these are super angry. Like, one of them said, "Good morning to everyone except trailers that give away the whole movie." People take this really personally.
Yes. It ruins a movie-watching experience if it's given away.
Cummins says people do sometimes overreact before they've actually seen a movie. But he also says when a studio gives away plot points in a trailer, it's not an accident. Movie trailers are ads, rigorously tested ads. Studios spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on them. Cummins says agencies cut different ones to appeal to different audiences, like baby boomers or action fans. And each trailer is revised endlessly.
It can go on for months. Like, one trailer can have, you know, 50 versions. And that's just one of the many that were cut.
Then the studios test the trailers. They play them in front of movie audiences and smaller focus groups. They ask people, would you see this movie? And David Singh, a movie marketing exec, says a lot of the time,
they want to know what they're buying. You know, they want to know a little bit more about the plot.
Singh works at an independent studio called Solstice. But in 2015, he was at 20th Century Fox, where he worked on one of the more notorious trailer overshares in recent movie history, the trailer for The Martian with Matt Damon, who plays an astronaut. His mission fails. He gets stranded on Mars. And everyone thinks he's dead. But plot twist.
This will come as quite a shock to my crewmates and to NASA and to the entire world, but I'm still alive.
You eventually see him sitting in a spacecraft, presumably headed back towards Earth. Singh says giving so much away wasn't the plan.
We initially wanted to tell you very little about the film because we didn't want to spoil much of the plot.
But they felt like they had to, because Damon had just played a stranded astronaut in another movie called Interstellar. It's about making a movie stand out.
It's such a competitive world out there. You're competing for people's times with, you know, every platform imaginable. You've got to tell them enough to get them excited about it.
The directors of some of these movies are not so excited. Over the past few years, the directors of Jurassic World, Terminator Genesis, and the boxing movie Southpaw have all said publicly that the trailers for their movies gave away too much. But, you know, those movies did collectively make billions of dollars at the box office. I'm Marielle Segarra for Marketplace.